This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. England has lifted most remaining restrictions after more than a year of coronavirus lockdowns, mask mandates, and other pandemic-related curbs on freedom. Britons are calling it Freedom Day, but the big step out of lockdown is being met with nervousness by many. And there is concern from scientists who say the UK is entering uncharted waters by opening up when infections are not following but soaring. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is spending Freedom Day in quarantine. Prime Minister Johnson and Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak are both self-isolating for 10 days after contact with Health Secretary Sajid Javid. Javid tested positive for COVID-19. German officials are defending their preparations for flooding in the face of the raging torrents last week that caught many people by surprise and left over 180 people dead in Western Europe. But they concede that they will need to learn lessons from the disaster. Efforts to find any more victims and clean up the mess left behind by the floods across a swath of Western Germany, Eastern Belgium, and the Netherlands continued on Monday as floodwaters receded. The downpours that led to usually small rivers swelling at vast speed in the middle of last week, had been forecast, but warnings of potentially catastrophic damage didn't appear to have found their way to many on the ground. The frontrunner to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany's September election has apologized for a scene in which he was seen laughing in the background as the country's president delivered a statement on the devastating floods in Western Germany. Armin Laschet is the candidate of Merkel's center-right union bloc to be Germany's next leader. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department announced the first transfer of a Guantanamo Bay detainee back to his home country. Abdul Latif Nasser will be transferred to Morocco. It is the first transfer of a Guantanamo Bay detainee under U.S. President Joe Biden. His administration has signaled its intent to close a facility that has housed foreign terrorism suspects since the September 11, 2001 attacks on the U.S. Nasser was brought to Guantanamo Bay in May 2002 after fighting for the Taliban in Afghanistan. He operated as a commander and a weapons trainer. His release comes 5 years after a review board made up of senior officials from the U.S. military and Departments of Homeland Security, Justice, and State determined Nasser no longer represented a significant threat to U.S. national security. Toyota won't be airing any Olympic-themed advertisements on Japanese television during the Tokyo Games, this despite being one of the IOC's top corporate sponsors. The extraordinary decision by the country's top automaker underlines how polarizing the games have become in Japan as COVID-19 infections rise ahead of Friday's opening ceremony. Being a corporate sponsor for the Olympics is usually all about using the games as a platform to enhance the brand. But being linked with the pandemic-era games may be viewed by some as a potential marketing problem. Toyota signed on as a worldwide Olympic sponsor in 2015 in an 8-year deal reportedly worth nearly $1 billion. Two South African soccer players have become the first athletes inside the Olympic Village to test positive for COVID-19. Other cases connected to the Tokyo Games were also confirmed Sunday to highlight the Herculean task organizers face to keep the virus contained while the world's biggest sports events play out. The positive tests came as some of the expected 11,000 athletes and thousands more team officials from across the globe began arriving in the village, having traveled through the pandemic to Tokyo. The Olympics open on Friday. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach has said there was a zero risk of athletes passing on the virus to Japanese or other residents in the village, but that bold statement was already being tested. A rights group in Russia is shutting down, citing a fear that its members and supporters would be prosecuted after the Russian authorities blocked the group's website for allegedly publishing content from an undesirable organization. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.